This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Nami Gadde, and this is The Rundown. A federal lawsuit from the family of a slain Chicago rapper blames another Chicago rapper and his record label for promoting violence. FBG Duck was no stranger to violent imagery in his songs and videos. But in August 2020, that imagery came to life when the rapper was gunned down. Now a federal lawsuit from FBG Duck's family claims star rapper Lil Durk orchestrated the killing as part of an ongoing feud. The lawsuit blames Durk and record companies for making money off of Chicago gang violence. Roosevelt Allen is the attorney for the slain rapper's family.
When you're in an industry that has promoted that conduct, you become desensitized to your own actual conduct.
The city of Chicago is also named in the lawsuit. The site of the 1908 Springfield race riot is now a national monument, and local, state, and elected officials were in Illinois' capital city last night to commemorate it. The monument will highlight some of the homes inhabited by black residents before they were destroyed by a violent mob of white people. Black businesses suffer damages of what would be more than $3 million today. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton says this monument will be a public place for visitors to reflect on what Springfield has survived.
You cannot capture the truth of Springfield's existence without acknowledging the race riots of 1908.
The riots also spurred the creation of the NAACP. Northwestern University is receiving a major federal grant to study how serving time in prison or jail affects age-related health conditions. Researchers want to see whether variables like the length of someone's sentence have an impact on risk factors for diseases like Alzheimer's. Professor Linda Teplin says most previous studies only considered whether people were ever incarcerated at all, but not for how long.
That conflates the college student who spent overnight in jail for a DWI with somebody who spent 30 years in prison for armed robbery. So obviously you can't equate those doses because they're very different types of doses.
Northwestern is getting $20 million from the National Institutes of Health for the study. Teplin says the results could help guide correctional facilities as well as healthcare providers in the communities people return to. The Chicago area's recent dry weather is taking its toll on Illinois' state tree, the oak. Oaks play a crucial role supporting local wildlife, but in recent years, they've been faced with the threat of invasive insect species and fungus. Additionally, this fall's drought-like conditions are putting immense stress on area oak trees. That's according to suburban Lake Bluff arborist David Horvath.
You can kind of look at them right now and be like, it looks sad. You know, the leaves are just kind of hanging. They'll just start dropping their leaves. They'll kind of bypass fall color and they'll just start dropping prematurely because that's the most stressful part of the tree right now.
Horvath recommends irrigation for oaks to ensure they're getting adequate moisture. He also recommends checking trees for common fungi like oak wilt. More things you should know today. The jury in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is beginning to take shape. Three jurors, including two men and one woman, were chosen yesterday on day two of his trial. Prosecutors and defense lawyers spent the day asking potential jurors about their perceptions of Chicago politics, the media, and areas of the city relevant to the case. The selection of the 12 jurors and six alternates is expected to continue through the rest of the week. The state of Illinois is hoping to replace as many as 40 public transit diesel-fueled buses. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency is making $27 million available to public transit agencies, like PACE, to swap old buses with electric ones. The grant awards will cover 75% of the cost per bus. Today's weather, there should be plenty of sunshine and a high in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, we're expecting temperatures to climb to the low 80s. That's it for The Rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Nami Gadde. Thanks for listening.